Welcome to the Impact Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Rudy Made. On this podcast, I'm sharing some of my many wisdom ideas meant to impact your life, career, and business for the better. I also interview some of the world's most important influencers and impact creators to share their work, wisdom, and motivation. Thank you for listening today, and if you enjoyed this episode, give me a 5-star on your favorite podcast platform, and let's grow this podcast together. Hello guys, welcome to this episode on the Impact Voices Podcast. So there's something that I want to share with you guys today, and this is actually a daily practice for most of us. Sometimes we don't even realize how much this is actually impacting our lives, and the lives, and most important, not just our lives, right, but the lives of people who are on the other end, people who are on the other end of our communication. But this actually ties down to communication and is an aspect of interrupting people when they're speaking. Right. Do you realize that and I'm not trying to, blame people. Most of my listeners, I haven't met you. Right. But this is a habit that I used to have. I used to have a habit of actually interrupting people because I'm so eager to share my idea. I'm so eager to share my thought about whatever it is the conversation is. Right. But at the end of the day, somebody actually pointed it out to me and said, he said something along the lines, I think you're interrupting, and can you just hold off so I can finish my thought? I was so furious. I was so upset. I was so angry that I wanted to, just say whatever it is I wanted to say. But I took a second to say, I have been interrupting people so often, right? I had to start catching myself to say, am I interrupting this person at this time? Am I interrupting them right now? Like, I was so cringe because I wanted to just bust out my own thoughts. But when you start realizing how much that impacts your life and the relationship that you have with people, right, and the communication that you have, then it actually is a real discovery that you're discovering for yourself and your communication, right? It's a real discovery. And interrupting is just like a second step. It's just like a big brother of gossip, because what happens is interruption is actually something that actually impacts you directly. It actually impedes your reputation, because if you're in a meeting or if you're having a conversation with somebody and you keep interrupting them every opportunity they have, you keep interrupting them. Guess what happens? That just shuts them down. That shuts their thoughts, and they might just accept whatever it is you say. Not necessarily accepting what you're saying, but just to end that conversation and to end your interruption, right? They might just accept that to say, okay, whatever it is you say, whatever you said is totally fine with me. Because at the end of it, you haven't given them the opportunity to share their thought. You haven't given them the opportunity to be able to express themselves, to share whatever it is that they wanted to share, their own point of view within that conversation. So key point that I wanted to take note today is that interrupting people when interrupting communication is actually terrible. And of course, like as mentioned earlier, it's like a big brother to the bad habit of gossip. And interruption is a bad habit. I'm not saying that you're interrupting people, but my suggestion to you is that think about for a moment, just try to catch yourself when you're in having a conversation with somebody, right? When you're having a conversation with somebody, try to catch yourself and think, am I interrupting this person? Do I feel like, am I, because we are so eager to share our thoughts. We are humans, right? Whatever it is that a conversation might be ongoing, you want to share your thoughts. You just want to, and that actually impedes our listening as well. I had another episode where I talked about active listening and how to communicate and the lessons I learned from President Obama. You can see that on the link. You can click the link and watch that episode. But this is actually a second segment just to really emphasize on the aspect of interrupting. If you're going to be a public speaker, not necessarily a public speaker, if you're interrupting, if you're speaking with your family, if you're, with your friends or, colleagues in the workplace, or even with your customers, one of the most important skills for every effective communicator is listening. And if you're an active listener, you will first of all understand what the audience, what the other person is saying before actually delivering your point. Your point may be in response to what they're saying or in counter response to what they're saying. But at the end of the day, they know that they're being listened to. They know that they've been heard. They know that what they say matters to you, right? Imagine your son comes to you and say, Mom, Dad, can I get milk? And you, before they even say milk, you already said no. You haven't even heard what their request is. You haven't even heard what they're about to say, but you already interrupted to say no. At the end of the day, that just shuts them down, and that may actually deviate them from actually coming again to make another request, which of course, that might be something that they need to do because you, as a parent, that's what you want to do. But that was just a parental example. But this can actually happen in your family conversation. This can happen in your business conversation, at your workplace, with your boss, right? Where when you're having a conversation with somebody, with your boss, and by the time your boss give an instruction, by the time they finish their thought, you really said yes. This is actually a scenario where I had one of my employees. She had a habit of always saying yes, you know, yes, yes, yes. I said, hold on. I noticed that when I first got hired and she was reporting to somebody else and she started reporting to me. What happened is that my manager said, okay, no, she was like vice president of the department. She said, this person is going to be reporting to you, really. I said, okay, fine. Now, in one of my first check-in calls, one of my first, you know, one-on-one meetings that I'm having with this person, I noticed that she kept interrupting me very quickly. So that happened for about like first two times. You know, third occasion, I'm like, listen, I noticed that you always say yes to things, and it's a good thing to say yes, but I want you to really understand, you know, my point before actually saying yes, and not just to say yes, but hoping that you're going to deliver, right? It's quick for an employee, for you, even you as an employee or as a boss, to say yes to whatever, or as a company owner to say, as a business person, say yes to a customer. But does that impact your decision? Does that impact the way you're going to deliver that product? Does that impact the way you're going to deliver that service, right? If you are an employee, does that impact the way that you have to evaluate, then respond? Are you responding by saying yes just because of the fact that you want to please them, you want to be a yes person, or you just want to say yes just to close the conversation? I noticed that my staff was always saying yes because she wanted to close the conversation, and saying yes because she also wanted me to look at her to be like, you know, yes person who always a very proactive person. But I said, listen, I'm not very moved by those things. I'm not very moved by you saying yes. I'm really moved by the content of your delivery, and not just the delivery, but the quality of your work. That's what I'm moved by, right? It doesn't matter if you tell me no, you know, boss or Manny or Rudy, no, I can't do it right now, maybe because I have overload. Totally understandable. But you just can't jump by interrupting me by saying yes, right? That actually shut me down for the first two occasions. And the third occasion, I'm like, no, listen, I had to call her up. I had to call her down to say that this is what I've experienced. And this is actually from my own experience as well, because I always interrupted people. I always felt like I wanted to say whatever it is I wanted to say. I always felt like my point was more important for them to listen to me, right? But now, when somebody called me out on that, I was shocked. I was upset. I was embarrassed. But actually, now I've learned that interrupting people is a bad habit. It's a bad communication habit. It's a bad interpersonal habit. And if you're interrupting people, if you notice that you're interrupting people, it's time for you to shut it down. It's time. I mean, it's not going to be like a 0 to 100% shut down, right? But it's an opportunity for you to start catching yourself, for you to start interrupting, start catching yourself how you interrupt people, right? And you can actually ask for feedback. At the end of your conversation, ask for feedback, you know, from somebody. Ask, hey, how was the conversation? Did you feel like I interrupted you? Did you have enough time to deliver your point? Did you have enough time to say whatever it is you want to say? People will give you honest feedback to understand, because they know that you want to get better. And you can actually tell them, you know, I want to get better in communication, or maybe I'm doing this 30-day practice of communication, and I just want you to give me an honest review of our conversation. Do you think I did good? Do you think I could do something better? You know, I recently asked my manager about this as well, because I noticed that I speak very fast. I caught myself like, I think I speak very fast. And that actually may impact the way my audience are listening. So I asked her, I said, do we think I speak very fast? Like, how can you assess my level of communication? She said, well, because you are a New Yorker, you know, I know New Yorkers speak very fast. You know, I said, but it's not just about the culture of New York, but I just want to understand, like, do you think it's something I could do better? Do you think me speaking fast, how has that actually impacted our relationship? So she gave me an honest review, right? She said that I speak fast, but if I could slow down the pace, of course, which is why I'm slowing down the pace right now. I'm slowing down the pace right now on the, you know, on my show. But I think the most important thing is for me to understand, for us to understand how the impact of our relationship, how the impact of our interpersonal skills, so to speak, impact the audience who are listening to us. And the audience, of course, maybe, maybe your employees, your staff, your family members, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to take steps by actually catching yourself, being proactive to understand how your communication was delivered and actually requesting for feedback from your audience. I hope that made sense. I hope that actually resonated with you. If you don't have this habit of interrupting people, good for you. If you notice that you do, please make sure to, you know, calm down and see how you can take stock of yourself and understand your relationship and your communication in your next business presentation or your next, you know, business, whatever it is, your next communication with anybody, right? Just be very, very proactive to take note of that, because people feel upset. People feel defeated. People feel embarrassed. And some may not even tell you, right? Some may not even tell you, but at the end of the day, it's not helping you. It makes you look bad, and they may not want to do business with you anymore. They may not want to interact with you anymore. Your family members may not want to request anything from you anymore, or may not even want to deliver or ask for your opinion on anything anymore, because you always prove to be oversense, oversabi. Right, the person who knows too much and who always have something to say about everything. So you don't want to be that guy. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And if this is your first time jumping on the show, make sure to click the subscribe button. It's free, it doesn't cost you anything, right? And make sure to share this episode on your favorite platform. Give us a 5-star review, because those good things, the subscription, the views, the downloads, all do a good, you know, do good to promote the podcast and the work that I'm doing, to not just to impact the lives of business people and other regular people, right? But also, I share the story of people who impact the world. In the next month or so, I'm going to be having an interview with a, you know, real estate company in, I think they're in Ghana. I'm going to be having that real estate company on the show. So they're going to be talking to you guys about their business, about what they do and the impact of their work in real estate industry in Africa. So it's something I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be sharing with you guys about it. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to that episode. Stay blessed.